The greatest desire of the souls in purgatory is revealed to us in the book Visions of Purgatory, and when you hear it and understand it, it will transform your life. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it and then unpack what it means. The souls in purgatory suffer greatly from being forgotten by people on earth. They don't suffer for themselves because there they no longer contemplate themselves. They suffer because they see a lack of attention and consideration for the communion of saints and for the glory of God, whom they love above all. They suffer the consequences of not receiving this great intercession that would shorten their expiatory sufferings. The souls who are suffering there don't want to leave purgatory for their own welfare, but for the greater glory of God, who is the only object of their loving gaze. These blessed souls can teach us a great deal about the mystery of the glory of God, our duty to glorify Him, and our obligation to simplify our interior vision. Absolutely everything for these souls, whether punishment or consolation, is a function of the glorification of God, their one and only occupation. They would gladly stay for 1,000 years in purgatory if they could in this way increase the glory of God. Although they are not concerned about us, this does not mean that they don't love us. They love us a lot, more than any person here below, except perhaps some great saint. But they love us with the purest love of God. Their love is elevated and objective. When they pray for us, they only want our good, which is always ordered to the glory of God. The book interestingly places this topic of the glory of God within the context of us not praying for the souls in purgatory. And you would imagine that their complaint would be the opposite of what it says there, that they would complain that they are staying there, that they are suffering more, that they are forgotten, these things that we would typically worry about. And that shows you the difference between us and the souls in purgatory. They are selfless, whereas we, even if it's for a good thing, are wanting it selfishly. So let's get into this topic of the glory of God. Now, interestingly enough, even though I've studied so many things about our Catholic faith, this one simple thing of the glory of God, I have never really understood. For some reason, the idea just eluded me, and it's as if my mind was blocked to it until I read this and I began studying it. So I found this really interesting paper that first explains what St. Thomas Aquinas says. So let's get right into that because you need to hear this. And this will really impact your life. He says it this way, when it speaks about the glory of God, it's about revealing God's goodness to others so that they can see His goodness and come to a place of praising it. That's his simple definition, that we do something intentionally, wanting it to reveal the goodness of God and for that person to praise it, and presumably for them to love God even more. In this way, we could see that everything in creation, everything about us, everything that we do, can bring out God's goodness. What does God's goodness consist of? Well, in many things: His beauty, His power, His healings, His wonder, His mercy, His forgiveness, His holiness, His justice, His majesty, and the things that we see in creation. All of these things, when we see it as connected to God, increases His glory because it increases our awareness of it. His goodness is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but we need to grow in understanding that and in bringing that knowledge to everyone. This is what it means to glorify God. Now, it could be the case that we do things for ourselves and they have no impact in the glory of God because people aren't connecting it to God. For instance, a person being beautiful. However, that same beautiful person can connect to other people and say, you see my beauty? My beauty comes from God. And if you knew how beautiful God was, you would get on your knees right now out of love for Him. That's how we can take the ordinary things of life and connect it into the glory of God. And we could see everything through this lens. So for instance, particular with this case, how does the souls in purgatory, being in purgatory and suffering and then being released, how does all that impact the glory of God? Well, when we come to hear about all these purgatory stories, one of the things that we see is God's justice. God's perfect justice. And when you really see it, when you see the specific ways in which he punishes and forgives, it's amazing. It makes you say, wow, God is so just. Praise God. What I just did, that's the reaction that I want these videos to have in you. And when the souls in purgatory are released and they are entered into heaven, each of them reveal something about God. The people in heaven, I don't know exactly what it's like, but whenever they see a soul released from purgatory and enter heaven, they praise God. They praise God's justice and his mercy. First of all, his mercy, because they could have been allowed to go to hell, but instead they were allowed to go to purgatory. And then they see this perfectly purified soul that fully glows in the splendor of God and shows things about God that perhaps weren't revealed prior to them entering heaven. You know, what's interesting is before I used to hear about the great Saint Ignatius of Loyola that would say, Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam. I went to a Jesuit school, and AMDG was the official motto, for the greater glory of God. And I had no idea what that meant. For some reason, to me, it sounded something like God being super self-centered and maybe wanting. I thought of glory in this earthly sense, pride and arrogance and things like that. In my own experience of God's goodness, in seeing the amazing things of the souls in purgatory, and seeing how good God is, I realize I want everyone to know this too. I want people to hear these things in such a way where they say, praise God, that is amazing, where this genuine reaction of praise comes from out of their hearts. St. Paul tells us in the New Testament, do everything for the glory of God. Now that you understand, imitate the souls in purgatory. Imitate their one and only desire and obsession, that God be glorified more and more. Pray for them, not for them, but for God's glory. Release them, not for them, but for God's glory. In everything that you see and do it for the glory of God. I will see you in the next one.